All right, so today we're going to be talking how Filippo Brancelsi, all right, however you say his name, he has the weirdest name in the world. Like, who would give their son that damn name? Anyway, we're going to be talking how Brancelsi had an impact on art and architecture and how that affects us today. All right, so today I have my friend Julian Hunt badge with me.
Hello, so today we're going to be talking about how Brancelsi's architecture and design impacted what we have done today in our architecture.
Alright, so back in his day, Filippo Brancelsi, he was the best architect around, and he started the dome design on buildings, and that's affected us today because if you look at football stadiums, a lot of different stadiums, Pepsi Center, buildings around the world, he's had an impact on that still, and we're still using that type of design. Anyway, but what do you think about this, Julian?
So the dome he was talking about was called the Dome of Florence Cathedral. It was a public competition for design, and whoever built the design would win 200 gold and fame forever. The winner was Brancelsi's, and I feel that the dome affected our lifestyle because we have like the dome over the government house in Colorado. That's one of the interesting designs that came from Renaissance. Filippo Brancelsi's also impacted arts and architecture because he was one of the greatest of all time, and he reintroduced the style of ancient Rome architecture, which was lost a while ago from moving on from the Dark Age. And he also made the Ospedale degli Innocenti, however you say that. It was an orphan hospital that was the first to introduce the revived Roman style of Florence. So, Tyler, I have a question for you now. How did Filippo Brancelsi's art and architecture, the way he built the dome, influence other artists and artisans back then?
All right, so my answer for this is that other architects picked this up and started making buildings stronger, and you can still see them today. They are still there. It shows that the design went from being this crappy design where it would fall apart in, what, the next 30 years, to where after Filippo, I'm just going to call him Filippo, after he introduced this, they're still standing today. Run down, but they're still standing. And also, how it affects us today is that we have better technology now. And shit, we're doing better stuff than he ever could have. And it's coming from his designs and how and what he did back when he was alive. And now buildings are getting stronger. They're getting better. They're out of this world. All right, so now we're going to get off the topic of Filippo and go into the art topic and how different people back in that time affected not only their time, but how it affected our time. Here's Julian. Let him explain this.
The Renaissance artists like Raphael, Michelangelo, Da Vinci, Donatello, the really big household names of art during the Renaissance, were tremendous influence on people today, making paintings like they did. But also because their art has become very iconic. Literature exploded during this time as well, which started a poetry, plays, brought on Shakespeare. A lot of English artists started, authors started to spread, like Thomas Wyatt.
and sorry to cut you off about that, but also now their names are part of a movie. They're part of little animated shows, and that's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So that affects us with us being able to pass time by watching that and how they have their names. All right, so in conclusion, Filippo affected his time astronomically, just amazing. He went out of their world. He was thinking of the future in what we think is the past now. And now that we have his designs and everything, and we're just making it better and better, when the future comes, and while it's coming every day, we'll be able to keep improving on this, make buildings stronger. Shit, we already can have some buildings in Japan that sway when there's an earthquake so they don't fall over. And all this came from the concept ideas of Filippo. But anyway, before we sign off, Julian, what do you want to say about this?
I just want to say that you covered a lot, but I want to say that on the arts half, that it's influenced the way we make things. Like, creating art has brought us to making, like, showing us visual things a lot better than, say, describing things. We can paint it out, and they described it like painting the Mona Lisa. It showed a woman and how they looked back then, and that's about it. We ready to end this?
Yeah, it was a good talk. Thanks for joining me today, Julian.